of the beat.
Welcome to another episode of Where in the Folk. I hope everybody's had a fantastic weekend. How are you two degenerates doing?
Oh, I'm so flipping glad it's Friday.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's been brutal this week. Been busy.
Yes, it has. We got new people starting Monday, so it's going to be worse.
So I'm going to just go ahead and say, how did O.J. Simpson's death kind of like fly completely under the radar this week, by the way?
I mean, it's not on TikTok.
I got a pop-up. Like,
there's so many memes on TikTok, dude. It's ridiculous. Like, there was a Bronco hearse being chased by the police.
Oh, my God.
What if he wrote that in his will? Like, that'd be awesome.
I love it. Love it. Hey, Steven.
I see Steven in there.
Hey, Mike was on before us.
Always.
Yeah, Mike, the way everything's set up, we can't go live until the exact point in time because of the Rumble stream.
Yep. What do you think about OJ's death, Hadley? How did it get under the radar?
Of course, I got a message. From someone I know who said O.J. Simpson's dead. And then I saw the Bronco casket carrying limo.
Damn.
Totally sent me the same thing, but just said O.J.'s dead. I was like, nah, I got some in the fridge. I love O.J. Like,
wait a minute. Is that who I got the pop-up from? Was you?
I don't know.
Might have been.
Okay, I didn't know where it came from. I was in the middle of a meeting, and I just kind of snickered. Listen, and somebody went, what? And I'm like, OJ died. And I never went back to see where it came from.
I've seen – so the best meme yet was it said Pav OJ like a judgment day or judgment by God or whatever. And it's that viral classic clip where the dude's talking about the old mafia boss in New York, and he's like, he's a stand-up guy. Murder? What murder? And it said OJ's lawyer speaking to God for him.
God. Happy birthday, Hadley.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy late birthday.
I missed y'all last night. I was thinking one of y'all would at least show up.
I didn't hear about it. Now, to be fair, when I come home from work, I don't look at anything anymore. I don't touch my phone. Nothing.
I think I was done last night. I worked until like 8 Eastern.
So let's get into the stuff.
Mike Lewis said the sweetest thing to me, that it was the nicest thing I think anybody's ever wished me happy birthday. So thank you, Mike Lewis.
Thank you, Mike. So let's get right into it. You guys want to start heavy or light?
I want to start.
Go ahead.
Can I tell how I got introduced to the lizard people?
To what lizard? Sure. The lizard people?
I've never heard of them. And the woman who would go, this is about a woman 20 years my senior, the mildest, meekest little person that you ever thought when you met her. And she started talking about David Icke and the reptilians. And I thought, she is 3 gallons of water in a 2 gallon bucket.
David Icke.
Yeah. And that's how I got introduced to it. And it was by the person who would go on to marry my ex-husband, Morgana.
Oh my God.
Well, that took a turn.
You want to start off light though? I got a light story. We survived the apocalypse, everybody. Thank God.
We did.
How did I come out of it without my superpowers?
I don't know.
Well, but we don't know the effects yet.
Okay.
So,
like the new Mandelas and stuff, you know.
So, I haven't been on social media, but I assume there's been thousands of videos and pictures of it just everywhere of the solar eclipse. Well, a Mexican outlet, a Mexican media outlet, decided that they were going to show some fan videos of the apocalypse of the solar eclipse. Uh-huh. It's called RCG Media 24/7 News Program. Was just scanning through clips sent in by viewers. Everybody was getting their oohs and ahs, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a pair of testicles blocked out the sun from a fan-made video that had been sent in, and they played it on live TV.
You know, I think I only saw one point of view that actually caught maybe the comet that everybody was talking about, and it was from Middletown, Ohio.
Really?
Yeah, comet was almost like opposite the eclipse. It was really weird looking.
Nice.
Well, it was so damn overcast and stormy here that I went outside and I looked up at it and didn't get blinded. Nothing. Well,
it was weird here because the sun was out on one side of my house and it was overcast where the sun was, actually in the sky. And then when it came time for the eclipse, it was raining.
That sucks.
Well, here I was at work, obviously, and during our lunch break, we was trying to see it. And there was about 30 of us standing outside looking in the wrong direction because the clouds were so bad. But I caught like a glimpse of it. So, but once these testicles were shown on the Mexican outlet, they immediately pulled it and apologized to everybody. But you can go watch the video if you want to get a good laugh. It is actually hilarious. Like, it goes descends into the picture and walks up.
I want to know who went, wait a minute, I recognize that.
Uh-oh.
Because somebody did.
Uh-oh. I've got one that I feel compelled to talk about this week, but it's long. So, Morgana, if you've got one to hit, or Hadley, I don't know.
This is a two-second one. You can now get bioluminescent petunias.
Nice.
What?
Yes.
Those are they GMO?
Yes. But it is living energy.
Interesting.
It was a specific type of mushroom that they crossbred it with to get the bioluminescence. Wow. So they're calling it's the firefly petunia. And it is, as it tells the story of scientific ingenuity and natural splendor.
You have to text that to me. I'm interested. Okay.
I will definitely do that. I don't think I want them because I don't think they're old enough to know where they're going to morph into.
Oh, yeah. Well, in our zone, petunias are annuals.
Uh-huh. And they are here, too. It just gets too hot for them.
Nice.
So... But anyway, that was it. It was something short, sweet, to the point.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah. You got anything quick?
Are we just talking? I'm a little late, so are we talking about weird news?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, in Florida, a woman repeatedly stabbed her sister this week with an EpiPen because she said she's allergic to drunks.
Oh, wow.
Allergic to what? Drunks?
Drunks.
Like drunk people?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Florida man. Florida woman.
Being born in Florida, I truly respect
that. I will say Florida man is not sexually explicit to men. No. It can apply to women. Just use that as a catch-all.
Yeah.
Florida individual.
I also saw where Florida man got in trouble because he was using he took out a COVID loan for his business, but bought him a Lamborghini.
There's tons of people who got off with that kind of stuff scot-free.
Yeah.
Well, my ex-boss owed 50 employees their final paycheck, and he took his Katrina money and went and bought matching Porsches for he and his wife.
I mean, it was a hard time. He needed something to cheer him up.
Yes.
There wasn't any, there wasn't many checks and balances unless, you know, somebody bought a Lamborghini with it. But yeah. I think so much of that money, I don't think stimulated anything. There was other than the people who were taking out the loan.
Right.
There was a person locally that opened a business during it and was like, hey, I opened this business, but I'm losing like $10,000 a month.
There's always going to be people who screw the system.
Yep.
Screw it up for all of us.
Yep.
So the one I brought is kind of heavy. I mean, it's not like terrible, but you know how we talk, like we've talked in nauseam about like cures to cancer that have been covered up. Cures to diseases that's been covered up. You know, cars that run on tons of stuff that's not fossil fuels that's been covered up, and we get like the worst version of what they've come up with, which is, you know, the batteries and stuff. But there's one thing that I was reading about this week, and I'm just like, the more I read it, the madder I got, and I felt compelled to bring it this week. So this is a solution to the world's biggest boogeyman right now, which is the world, like climate. I mean, that you hear it every single day, something about climate change. And whether you believe in it or not, what I'm about to read you should enrage you as a human being, because, you know, not only are we fear-mongered by this all the time, every day, but our literal tax dollars are going towards solutions for this whenever there's a very viable solution that's been around since the 80s. So I'm just going to read this. So there was a man, his name is Victor Smedisek. He's German, I believe. He's an esteemed marine biologist who decided to spend his golden years pursuing a way to alter the gases in order to ward off climate change. So since the 1980s, he's chosen to take expeditions to Antarctica and the Arctic Ocean to study the area, and that extended into the seafloor, where he found the world's most prolific life form, which is plankton. Plankton is the food it generates makes up the base layer of the whole global food chain, and there are more plankton cells in the sea than the current count of stars in the entire universe, an abundance that could obviously change the world. Much of the oxygen we breathe comes from just one species that wasn't even discovered until the 1980s. And it's so tiny that millions can fit into a single drop of water.
Ooh.
And no one had produced a small enough way to even catch these things until, you know, the 80s. So the oxygen made by these tiny marine plant dwarfs, I lost my spot. So the oxygen made by them, it's like 10 times more than the rainforest and the rest of the world's woodlands combined, because they take in CO2 and exhale oxygen. So I'm not going to read this whole Bible that I brought, but different climate change groups.
Yeah.
Basically, Victor ends up proposing that by taking iron dust and dumping it into these areas with very dense plankton around the Arctic Circle, the Arctic Ocean, that it would stimulate these plankton to have it to boom, because they don't get enough minerals in that water, in that climate. And when they boomed, that it should significantly reduce the world's carbon, like exponentially reduce the world's carbon.
Well, my question is, will they spend enough time helping us out to reduce the carbon, or will they be spending all their time trying to get the secret recipe to the Krabby Patty?
I don't know. That is a good question.
That is a good question.
So kept trying to get funding because the whole big thing, the scientific community was like, well, this hasn't been tested. This hasn't been tested. So he's begging for money to be able to test his theory. Nobody will fund it. And finally, he gets enough resources to where he goes rogue. And for 2 weeks, he spent all the way back in 2004. For 2 weeks, he was in the Arctic Circle, in the Arctic, around the Arctic Ocean. He was able to induce carbon to fall to the seafloor at the highest rate ever observed, 34 times faster than normal. And just as marine and terrestrial plants, basically at the same rate that it was going down during the Jurassic period, and environmentalists were outraged by this. They tried very hard to stop it, but he basically proved his proof of concept that in just a couple years, with millions of dollars instead of billions, with millions of dollars, he could, I think the supply line of the iron needed was going to come from mining operations that were already in Australia actively. Yeah. And he was going to dump the dust with resources and create basically the end of climate change as far as CO2 is concerned. And the world's governments came together and agreed via the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity in May 2008 that iron fertilization should be forbidden until there's an adequate scientific basis which to justify such activities. Just 4 years later, they did this. He already demonstrated that it works, demonstrated the science behind it, and it's been vetted and published in the Journal of Nature as recently as 2012. But despite this, no research cruises or experiments have able to be funded. And if they really gave a shit about you or carbon, they'd be exploring every single option, just like, you know, but just like everything else. Like if it's a cure to your boogeyman and it's tied to your money as the anthill, then they're not going to allow a cure to fear-mongering. Your average person isn't even going to remotely know that all of this is happening. And they watch the TV and they're just like, oh, TV tells me climate bad.
Well, you got to think too, they're not going to be able to charge a carbon tax if they fix it.
Exactly. So. And he extrapolated this. He said he could salt the CO2 levels on the planet would be the lowest maybe that they've ever been within years of implementing this. And they're not willing to try. Like they're not even willing to explore, you know, to, I don't know, run an experiment even. Like you ain't even got to go full blown. Like just explore the option.
Well, you know, too much oxygen is a bad thing. It makes you feel better. It makes you heal faster. It makes you sleep better.
I mean, eventually it's going to be, at the current trajectory, it's going to be you breathing is the problem.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen the movie The Fifth Element? The way they disappear down into the pollution? You know, that's how they hide from the police, because for like 40 stories, it's just nothing but pure, you know, pure pollution.
Yeah. And everything. Another component to all of this is so the way that the plankton would be dragging the CO2 down, it could also lead to, like, you know, some sort of fossil fuel in the future.
Yeah.
Because it would drag it down to the seafloor and, you know, all that carbon, just very similar to other fuel sources. I mean, it could literally, like, there's downstream things to that could even be beneficial to the planet. But when I was reading about all this, I was just like, here we go again. You know, like
We've talked about it more than once. There is no profit in cure.
Exactly.
No.
I mean, and it is the world's biggest boogeyman. Every single country is starting to have the same sentiment when it comes to, we need more control over you in the name of what's going on in climate. But then when someone actually wants to do something to help the climate, they're like, oh no, we can't have that. We need to, we need to implement a tax. We need to, you need to recycle more. You know, you need to do this. You need to do this. Yeah. And they're not doing anything about it other than taking your money.
Yep.
It's a fucked up world. We said it 1,000 times. But let's move on to something a little light after that horrible thing. So I just want to post a picture. anybody in the comments care to take a guess at what this fella did?
Anybody? I might know him.
You might.
Yeah, I think so, Mike.
All right. So this guy right here, his name, let me get back to where I need to be here. He lives in Grayson County, Kentucky, which is not far from here. So his name is Jesse Kipp. And I know that everybody has heard tales of people like back in the day moving two counties over to get away from their family. Well, this guy did the modern day equivalent to try to get out paying $100,000 in child support.
Oh, dear God.
He's 35 years old. And what he has done is he went through the Hawaii death registry system and posed as a doctor from another state to create his own death certificate.
What? That's genius.
It's genius. It is. To get out paying this $100,000 in child support.
Well, I mean, that's bad. That part's bad, but him being able to manipulate the system to get a death certificate's actually pretty smart in this day.
Especially from somebody from Southern Kentucky. I don't foresee that.
Well, evidently he didn't get by with it.
He did for a little while. He's okay. Been dead since early 2023, so he got about a year out of it. He has since been caught.
Yeah. What do you do? Go home?
I bet he never left.
Probably dated the wrong girl, and she looked him up on the internet after he pissed her off.
That's the only way something like that's going to work. If you're able to get that far, is if you leave the country. You've got to really disappear.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, that's sorry. I mean, not to take care of your kids is the sorriest thing out there.
Yeah. How much in child support is he being charged? What kind of job does
he have? How many kids does he have?
I don't know, but that $100,000 is a lot.
Well, he must be smart. He's probably some kind of software creator or something.
Also, it depends on how the attorney/judges word it. Because the way mine was actually set up, it took me 2 years from the day I filed divorce papers until the day he would sign them because he didn't want to pay child support. And I finally got the judge to sign it at a very low amount. But he said, okay, I'll do that. But within 6 months, he has to start paying this amount. But otherwise, he will be charged 8% interest and a $20 a month fine compounded. After 22 years of no child support, when he died this year, he still owed me a couple $100,000.
Wow.
That's insane.
That's nuts. Now, Jesse's plan backfired quite violently on the poor guy. after he got caught, he now owes $116,000.
Court costs?
Well, just to the ex-wife for back child support, along with $200,000 to business and government agencies he hacked.
Oh, yeah. So that's why he owes so much. He's smart. So how many kids does he have?
It doesn't say, but he's going to get, he could get up to a maximum of 7 years in prison and up to another $500,000 in fines.
Well, I guess he won't have to pay child support in prison.
No,
I don't know. I used to know a guy that had to go to jail every night and every weekend, and they drove him to and from work 5 days a week so he could pay his child support.
Update. By the way, I thought about doing that for my taxes where I have to pay back, like just going to jail for it. Uh-huh. Apparently, you still owe it when you get out of jail. So,
with interest, the government is going to get theirs.
I was going to give them some free labor, damn it.
So well, did you guys hear?
Go ahead.
Did you guys hear about the new largest snake?
The one that they died like 6 weeks after they discovered it?
I don't know. It didn't say that it died.
Is it the green anaconda?
It was a green anaconda.
Yeah, she died. Like, I think, and this is my personal armchair theory here. She died a couple of weeks after they discovered her. But I think that's why they discovered her. I think she must have been sick.
That makes sense. I think that's just like the new largest snake that they allow us to know about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that picture of the Congo where the snake's as tall as the where the helicopter's hovering?
Yes. Yeah, the one that was striking at the helicopter?
Yeah. Like I think those size snakes definitely exist. But this one was 450 pound snake.
Yeah, and I think she was sick.
How long did she end up being? Did it say?
She was a very large snake. I mean, over, I can't remember.
I think it was like 30 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say like 29. And you know, when they stop eating, they shrink.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a guy that he's one of those. Sorry, got peanut gallery stuff going on in the background. The guy, he does those anaconda research down in the South American jungle. But he was talking about they would go out at night. The largest one he ever saw, he could not get his arms around it.
I thought that was a thing already, Tubby. I'm looking at comments. Do you guys know anything about that?
Well, I know each state has their own thing. Like in Mississippi, child support and visitation are tied together. If you're paying child support, I cannot keep you from seeing your child. If you're not,
in Mississippi, also, you don't have to be the biological father if you are the husband at the time of the pregnancy.
And that baby takes your name. In other words, if you put your name on that birth certificate, you are legally bound.
No, I mean, as long as you were married, it doesn't. I don't know about the birth certificate, but I mean, as long as you are married to that person, because I know two people that's happened to.
Mike, I think you could still put your arms around the snake. I don't think it was like.
They did. Yeah. They did find one that you couldn't wrap your arms around. There was a guy talking about it. Heavily brought it up a minute ago, but he said that he jumped on the back of the snake and he couldn't get his arms around it and rode it. Like, yeah, I agree, Tubby. he rode it like a better horse into the water.
They were where they were was it had this vegetation and. It's like the forest, the trees are underneath the water.
Mm-hmm.
And his little guide just told him to get, he was not getting involved, but he told him to get off the snake, that he was being crazy, he was going to get killed, because if he had gotten into the water, he would have got tangled up in the branches of the trees.
Well, I don't know if you saw the dude that was swimming around with this one. He was in business casual clothes. He had like slacks and a button up on and a face mask.
I did see.
So.
All right. So my dad had this kid that worked for him back. This has been 35 years ago, probably before they were doing mandatory paternity tests for child support. And he was taking the day off. And my dad's just, you know, casual conversation. He said, "What you taking off for?" "Oh, I'm going to help a buddy out." He goes, "Okay." He goes, "What do you mean you're going to help a buddy out?" He goes, "Well, he had this girl he was seeing for a little while, and she ended up pregnant. She's trying to sue him for child support. So me and a couple of his other buddies are going to go to court and tell him we slept with her too." And my dad's like, "You know, that is bullshit. You know, that's wrong. If he's the father, he needs, you know, the whole nine yards." So they go Monday morning, guy shows back up at work. My dad's like, "So how'd court go?" They got through with the hearing. The judge told them all four that they had to pay child support. So the guy that worked for my dad, the guy that worked for my dad's like, "Well, Your Honor, you know, I was just, you know, helping a buddy out." He said, "Son, let me tell you something. The longer you feed her, the more she'll look like you." And dismiss them. Now, I'm sure they went back and fought it, you know, but I thought that was pretty good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all want to hear what's been happening in Sierra Leone, West Africa?
Of course.
Let's hear it.
All right. So unfortunately, there's something that's happening in Sierra Leone, West Africa, that's been declared a national emergency. So there has been a rash of people robbing graves to obtain human bones.
Ooh.
It's not for any kind of witchcraft or anything like that that you would typically associate with human bones. What they're doing is they're taking these human bones, grinding them up to create a psychoactive drug known as the zombie drug, which apparently fucks you up.
Like, yeah, well, isn't that what they, that movie, The Serpent and the Rainbow? It was based on a real thing, but it's called the zombie drug.
Well,
is that the same thing?
I don't know if it's the same thing, but there are apparently so many grave robbers, they have declared a national emergency in this area because of it. And looking at this picture of these people, I mean, it looks pretty effective. Let me see if I can get it pulled up.
While you're pulling it up, I would like to say that as a witch, I have never dug up human bones to use.
You got to be, I don't know. I almost think you have to be like not spiritual to do something like that.
There you go. Thank you.
It probably depends on what kind of witchcraft you're doing, you know.
Yeah, but there's markets you can buy that stuff in Africa.
Well, not to disparage our witchcraft community, I was just saying. But there they are. No, that's the effects right there.
That's crazy. So it's like heroin.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Look up the Serpent in the Rainbow.
The Serpent in the Rainbow. That was to make people appear as zombies.
No, but I mean, so the Serpent in the Rainbow is based on a book that was written by a guy that was one of those, like, some type of botanist, and he was sent by a pharmaceutical company to go to Haiti to find out what this zombie drug was, and it was made from human bones and like some plant, but they were trying to get it to use it as some type of medicine that you could use to put people in a twilight to do surgery on them. I mean, and the medication that they've, you know, he went into a very dark place, but they would give this to people and they would be zombified. I mean, like they had one guy who had been wandering around he still had a family, but I mean, like they had blown this stuff into his face or whatever they do. And he had gone missing from his family for like 20 years, just wandering around.
I mean, it probably is the same drug. Looking at these folks, you could probably perform a little body movie with a fucking pitchfork. Like, that's the
same thing. Well, you know, there was an Indian YouTuber this week that was arrested for supplying snake venom to be used as a recreational drug at raves.
That's dope.
Million followers, and yes, they have arrested him for that because evidently they showed up at a party and questioned a bunch of people, and everybody named him as the person who organized the party and supplied the venom, and said that they actually at that party found 9 snakes, including cobras, and 20 mils of snake venom.
I've heard of people doing that before. I think it was in Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you get into venom? It sounds like he was performing.
Well, I mean, they ingest it, though. It's like a high. I mean, it's like the people that I saw that were doing it were people who they had basically tried everything and were looking for something new, some new high. And they were basically injecting, I believe, snake venom.
I don't want any.
No, nope.
Have you seen that video of that guy that was walking through a park in Delaware and got bit by a copperhead, by the way?
No.
Yes.
He just goes, "Oh, dang it. Oh gosh." Yeah. I'm like, "What?"
You know, my dad got bit by a snake one time, hand grabbing crawfish of all things. So if anybody tells you a snake can't bite underwater, that's bullshit.
That's crazy, Mike.
But it was a water moccasin, and do you know his insurance company fought to keep from paying that because it was not an emergency?
Well, my ex-husband's stepfather was a landscape architect, and he was out working in the yard and reached down and got bit by a water moccasin. And that it wasn't the first time, but he just went in and laid down, and I asked what was wrong with him. They go, "Well, he got bit by a snake." And I was like, "I think you don't need to go to the hospital." And so, like, a couple of hours later, they took him, and he had killed the snake, and they took it with them when they went up there. But, I mean, he was just sick for a while.
oh no, daddy, you know how when you're a kid, you like wrap something around your finger or whatever, and it kind of starts swelling up on the end. Mm-hmm. That's how it looked. It started because it got him between the thumb and the forefinger. Mm-hmm. Only one thing got him. And it looked like you had taken a rubber band and wrapped it around his wrist. And then an hour later, it had moved up about an inch and a half. And by the time they got the antivenom to kick in, it was about 4 inches from his heart. And they said, that's the biggest thing is keeping it. And he stayed totally calm because, you know, he's like, hey, yeah, I think we're done, you know. And my mom and I are behind him. And she's like, why is he going so fast? Because my brother was driving. I said, Mama, I think he got bit by a snake. Oh, he said it was nothing. I said, he lied.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the hospital for like 6 days.
I think the dude in Delaware got lucky. Like more times than not, copperheads dry fire.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, and I think he got lucky in that regard.
Yeah. We got time for one more, Tully. Which one do you want to cover?
I want one.
What do you want?
Just this one's a quick one, and then Tully can have it. Okay, Mike Tyson has started a cannabis company called Tyson 2.0.
Yeah.
And his new thing is dun 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 cannabis edible ears.
Nice.
in such flavors as black eye berry, sour apple punch, and watermelon.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Okay, you can have it now. I just couldn't let it go without that story.
Since this one's kind of immediately relevant, I'll hit it. So if you bought a Powerball ticket for the last $1 billion drawing, I think you'll find this interesting.
I think you look at my screen. That's why I got pulled up.
So the last huge Powerball drawing was $1.3 billion. And it was actually the drawing itself was delayed 3 hours after the drawing commenced because of a processing error in Minnesota. There are game tickets out on the internet, basically proof that store clerks were pulling up the results around 4 p.m. on 4/7, and the first announcement said the jackpot had been hit in 7 states. The same clerk then pulled up the results at 7 p.m. that evening, and it was reduced to 4 states, Arizona, Delaware, Florida, and Iowa. Fast forward to the morning news where all of a sudden it was proclaimed to have been won by a single individual in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And you will never know who that individual is because of the protections they put in for privacy.
Yeah.
And we're just supposed to believe that somebody actually won it. But this actually isn't the first time that this happened. In 2022, the largest Powerball drawing in history, over $2 billion, was delayed for 9 hours. Which finally resulted in 24% taxes to our overlords and the remainder to an unknown, unnamed person. It's almost like they're picking where the money's going.
I mean, the Powerball and like things like this have been used to pay off like dark.
Well, I have seen
years.
I have seen a trend of people saying that an unusual, which, you know, they do have more people, but an unusual amount of these jackpots go to California.
They all do. If they end up,
you mean we didn't win?
No, hell no.
I won $7.
if the person's name comes out, it's probably somebody that fucking lives in California and is just visiting in Oregon. Like it's pretty constant that California wins the big ones.
What's that movie? Something Harry and Maude Go Large or something where they figure out how to win.
If they try to go based off population, then why in the fuck doesn't it happen in New York?
I just saw today where New York State
That's
and
crazy,
New York City
Mike.
Were losing. They lost more people in the last year moving away than ever before. And it was like 112,000 people.
Tubby, I've always thought not only rituals, but I've always thought the Powerball was a way for the government to secretly pay like black operations, like black side people.
Well, is that why I'm not winning?
And Tubby, yeah. I need to ask your permission, but I really want to get Tubby Rainbow tattooed on me because that's a fucking dope name.
I won't get that. Well, tattooed. Guys, I did just download a book from a writer that I really like, and it's about this scientist that works at CERN. downloaded it just for y'all, even though, like I said, I do love the writer, but still, I'm like, I've got to listen to this just for the guys.
Tubby said, go for it, bro.
Do you want me to design it?
I'm going to get tattooed like Thug Life over my...
Oh, you know, I didn't bring this up, but you know, last week we said right before those tornadoes that hit like Ohio, Kentucky, that Fumi Labs particle accelerator was shooting plasma into the sky.
Uh-huh.
So this week when you guys were getting a crazy front coming up from Louisiana, like it was coming like that way.
Mm-hmm.
In southern Louisiana, I forget, it may be at one of the main universities, but they were firing a particle accelerator as well. It was like an ion particle accelerator. It was a smaller one.
Wow. It must have been LSU.
Perfect.
I might have sent it to Stephen. Probably one of my diabolical rants.
See, if they're going to send me weather, I got in my car this afternoon and the outside temperature was 83 degrees. So inside my car was about 100 degrees because it was hot.
Well, yesterday morning when I went to meet a coworker, it was 54 here.
Oh, it was cold. I was on the phone with Mo on the way home and he goes, hell, it's 40 degrees here. I got on a sweatshirt. And I'm like, man, screw you.
It was 40 degrees last night.
I'm dying. Uh-huh.
I think it was at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
Okay. That makes sense. I was thinking Baton Rouge because of the way the trajectory of the weather, but Lafayette makes more sense.
I was just looking for.
I wonder what's going to come out. I wonder what's going to come out Oak Ridge, because if people's not familiar, like Oak Ridge is probably the most prolific place for things like that that you've not heard of. Oak Ridge, Tennessee. They have like
they have a hadron particle accelerator or heat.
We were talking about reptilians.
I think so.
That's because we're talking about that on Awakenings in 2 weeks.
Okay. I could have sworn that what. Okay. I don't know.
Now,
it was very late last night when I got whatever I got from Tully that I posted.
Here's something that is weird about the eclipse.
What?
So.
Stranger than a man's testicles blocking out
the sun. Way stranger than a man's testicles. You know, the God particle that they're trying to find in CERN, it's named after Higgs boson or something like
Higgs
that.
Higgs boson.
So on the day of the eclipse, Higgs died.
Really?
The founder of the God particle that they were firing CERN off on the eclipse died on the day of the eclipse. And people were like, he was sacrificed. And who knows?
Ritual sacrifice.
I'm telling you, a couple of these new machines we have at work, you open them up and there's this big damn thing spinning around. And I'm like, it's a mini hadron accelerator.
I'm not crazy. I just sent y'all what I got at the middle of the night last night from Tully.
I'll check it out.
Slither in this week, wearing the folk as we dive back into more crazy stuff going in the world, including brand new reptilians.
I mean,
reptiles.
Snakes. Like it was a joke.
Read the room.
I was talking about the big snake.
Well, I've been thinking, why aren't we talking about the reptilians?
I didn't want to talk about reptilians.
We're doing that week after next here. Yeah. I mean, on Awakenings.
Well, you get get all the people excited with this kind of, you know, commercial. I mean,
speaking of, we probably need to start wrapping up. It's about that.
I'm sorry if any of our viewers are confused.
Your co-host is confused. Padre. I've been trying to read up on Tesla and reptilian folks.
So everybody that's currently watching or anybody that may watch in the future, just know that you can come to Weird Awakenings at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. We're getting ready to actually be jumping on Weird Awakenings in about 15 minutes from now. So if you're here now, come on over to Weird Realities Network.
It's a departure from conspiracy into the metaphysical. Yeah. The unknown.
That's weird with a Y, which I still have fucking hard time spelling. I don't know why.
Think about it this way. We put the Y in weird.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, you check your calendar. We'll be on Facebook, Twitter, all the YouTube. You can jump on and comment. Anybody that's out there. We're talking about Tesla this week.
And Awakenings is going to Rumble soon, right?
Yes. Well, we're about to – I'm going to establish that link. It's just tricky. And I'm waiting on Morgana to send me a picture.
Yep.
Yeah, let's talk about that again later.
All right, y'all. We'll be back next week.
And thank you for watching us, because we're watching you.
Bye. Peace.